We move across the African continent for today's global hit. In Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, you'll find an acoustic jazz ensemble that's trying to revive a style of innovative local music. The idea of the Addis Acoustic Project is to revive sounds that were popular in Ethiopia during the 50s and 60s, but with new arrangements. Let's hear the new stuff first. Yerum Mezmu is the founder of the Addis Acoustic Project. His name actually means fantastic music, but that's just a coincidence, really. Mezmu grew up in the 70s and 80s and loved the artists his parents listened to, musicians like Mulatu Astatke, known as the father of Ethio jazz. Here's one of Astatke's best-known songs, Yekermo Su, a track from 1969. Now, Gerum Mezmu wanted to revive those sounds, which in recent years have been eclipsed by a growing Ethiopian pop music scene. Mezmu also wanted to bring back the prominence of instruments like the accordion, mandolin, clarinet, and double bass.
There was a scene in the 50s as well. I think that is missing, especially with the presence of mandolin, accordion, and double bass. These were the hip instruments then, and every singer, prominent singer of that time, recorded with these instruments and had hits.
So Mezmu pulled together, and in some cases pulled out of retirement, the musicians he needed to successfully pull off a retro revival of Ethio jazz. This song, Anchim Endelele, is from the Addis Acoustic Project's new CD, Ambase. Clarinet, mandolin, and bass are all front and center. The music also has a looseness to it that makes you feel like you're hearing it in an intimate jazz club. Not surprisingly, since the Addis Acoustic Project has been gigging in jazz clubs for the past several years in Ethiopia's capital city. So Gerum Mezmu and the band were happy to accommodate me when I asked them to play something live. The Addis Acoustic Project ends our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.